Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. James chapter 2 begins with this command. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. James begins by telling us very matter-of-factly that faith in Jesus Christ and favoritism are incompatible. To show favoritism or partiality is to deny what it means to be a follower of our Lord Jesus. The Greek word that James uses here for partiality, it was apparently invented by the New Testament writers who used it. It literally means receiving the face. It's to make a judgment about someone based on their external appearance. And James then gives us a scenario of what this might look like. Verse 2. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, You, sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, You stand over there, or sit down at my feet. Have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him? Now, if you've been following our James devotions, you'll remember that James provided three tests of true religion at the end of chapter 1. All three just got violated in this scene. First, the poor man was insulted. James said, if we do not bridle our tongue, our religion is worthless. Second, the poor man was neglected. James said, true religion cares for those like widows and orphans, those who are in need. Third, favoritism was shown to the rich. Why? Because of his temporal glory. Pure religion remains unpolluted by the world. And what a sad picture. God's people have assembled together, maybe like we do on a Sunday morning. Seating is limited, and two men walk into the service at the same time. One is a fine-looking fellow with jewelry and a $500 suit. The other's wearing old jeans and a stained t-shirt. What happens? The rich man is ushered to a fine aisle seat near the front, and the man with dirty clothes is told to stand in the back corner. Wait a minute. This is an assembly of God's people. If there's one place where everyone gets equal treatment, it's at church, right? The ground is level at the foot of the cross, right? This sounds awful to our ears. But my friend, we're all guilty of this. Who doesn't have a tendency to gravitate towards certain kinds of people? And James says this is not godly behavior. We've made distinctions and become judges with evil thoughts. Now, I want to say, James, do you have to be so harsh? I mean, the way I would put it is that some people are just more difficult than others. And I'm even willing to admit to say, you know, that sometimes I'm the difficult one. But James is saying that this goes much more deeply than an external sort of cliquishness. True, some people may be more difficult for us to socialize with, but James asks, are we willing to look beyond the superficial and try to find out about this person's true needs? Every person you meet has needs that nothing of this world can fill. And the church is the place where these deepest needs are met. And the church is a family, which means we cannot show favoritism. I mean, what happens when parents show favoritism to one child? We were looking at the story of Joseph last night, how Jacob favored him, gave him a coat of many colors. And we know how that story turned out. A dysfunctional family. An interesting thing about verse 4 also is that the verb for making distinctions is the same used for the man who is double-minded in chapter 1. This is a major theme with James. First, I cannot have a divided heart in my relationship to God. But second, I cannot have it with others either. Why? Well, James answers our question with another question. Listen, my beloved brothers, verse 5. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him? The answer to this question is yes, of course. God chose Israel, a slave nation, to be His people. And how about Jesus, who loved those with no status, like the woman at the well, like blind Bartimaeus, the sick, lepers. But Jesus also loved many powerful people, like Nicodemus and Jairus, because Jesus saw all as equally poor, spiritually. It's why he came. It's why James adds that Jesus is the Lord of glory, verse 1. Friend, we need to have our eyes fixed on the glory of Jesus who came to seek and save the lost, and that was all of us. When we focus on worldly glory, we're going to be blind to the true needs of our neighbors. And what they need to know is that no matter their earthly status, they are greatly loved. And that is what the church must communicate. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.